Okay, we are on Yudches and Mabez. Today's daf is daf Yutes. The last gemara we had was that one is allowed to have kiddushin. One is allowed to do kiddushin on Chol HaMoed because Shmuel says Shemi ken benu acher barachamim. Amazingly, that some maybe your zivug, the woman that you want to marry, somebody else will get. And the maskana was that not that that's the worry actually, because nobody's ever going to get your wife if you're supposed to get her. But the problem is, according to Rashi, that maybe you will daven or somebody else will daven that somebody else dies before the time, because that the person has koch for in his tefillah. So this is a big discussion in the poskim about basheret in general. Does a person have one basheret, two basherets? That we're not going to get too much into, but the issue of how this gemara affects the idea of bechira chavshus. And does it relate or go against Bechira Chavshus? The Rambam has a long discussion of this in Shmona Prakim, and it's Akdama 2, Pirkei Avos, in the 8th parak, in the final parak, where he says, Efshar, he says, a person has certain tendencies when he is born. We all have certain personalities. Some of us are more prone to anger. Some of us are more prone to gaiva. Some of us are more prone to different things. But being prone to something, says the Rambam, has nothing to do with choosing. And do with choosing. We all have the koach to choose the actions that we do. Pu'ulos ha'adam kulon misuros lo ein machriach oso bahen. There is nothing forcing a person to do anything. V'lo mevi oso zulas atzmo klal. She'atil etzad maila o letzad chisaron. Going up or going down in avoda has nothing to do with any outside force except for a person's own choice. Alvashi yischayev ein ze klal. It says the Rambam, if a person was forced on any level, then you betelos mitzvahs haTorah. All mitzvahs wouldn't make any sense. V'yakol sheker gamur. Achashein lem bechiru l'adam ashiyaseh. It would make no sense. The schar onesh. Schar v'onesh. What do you mean schar v'onesh? It's meaningless. You were forced to do it. Says the Rambam, it wouldn't make any sense if a person did not have bechira. But behulos adam kulon misuros lo im yirtze yaseh v'im lo yirtze yaseh. That person that's uvachar to b'chaim, he quotes all the psukim. And then he gets into, many people make mistakes. Harbe pa'amim yitu bo b'nei adam v'yachshu k'sas b'los adam abos l'b'chirazo. Some people think that certain things are out of your control. Shehu muchrach aleihem, that it's forced for you. Kigon zivug ploni. Certain, I was always supposed to marry this woman. I have no choice in the matter. Totally bas, and they're almost bas ploni l'ploni. Bas calling out. I have no choice. It's finished. Oh heyos hamamon biado. Or a person thinks that this is the amount that I'm supposed to, the amount of parnas that I'm supposed to get on a certain level. So zev zev bilti emes, says the Rambam. Again, obviously we know the Gemara says Rashad ksuvin lo. Maybe the Rambam is talking about even for mitzvos. Vezev bilti emes, that is not correct. That you get the woman is already nigzar. Kizos haisha shalakacha b'ksuba v'kiddushin v'ksheira lo v'lakachol apirya v'rivya. He mitzvah, says the Rambam. Remember my shita, says the Rambam. It's a mitzvah to get married. Forget peruvu. How can you say you're forced to do a mitzvah? That can't be. That'll take away bechira. The Hashem Yisbarach lo yigzar basiyas haMitzvah. He won't do it. Ve'ena inyan kain el akol pulos and the mesuros lo tulias b'bechiraso. So how do you explain our Gemara though? So Rambam doesn't know. Say, how do you explain our Gemara? He doesn't say. So that's the Chiddush Yeran in our Gemara. The Chiddush Yeran in our Gemara quotes this Rambam and says that what the Gemara must mean according to the Rambam is that there is a natural connection, tendency to marry this woman, but lav dafka that. It's nigzar that is going to happen. You still have to do your establis. If a person decides, to be like Benazai and not get married, he has that choice. He has the choice. But it's a mitzvah. Because it's a mitzvah, says the Rambam, it can't be that this basher, this woman, is going to be for sure for your wife. It's just that you have a netiya lachzar acharel, no tela derech tivo v'yitzro. You connect. You connect with her. That's natural. But the fact to take the next step to maybe that's the cold feet syndrome is dafka how the Rambam says that's bechira chavshus. Even afterwards, if we get a little nervous, what's going to be? That's bechira chavshus because we still have, since it's a mitzvah, says the Rambam, it can't be that we're supposed to marry this woman. That's what bas ploni l'ploni means. Yeah.
But people daven for a good shidduch and they don't daven for a good shofar.
People daven for a good shidduch and not for a good shofar.
Right.
But like we said yesterday from Rishach, it could be that there's a special koach tefillah when it comes to this area of halacha. A shofar, it's more, it affects your life much more. A shofar, you blow shofar, you're yotzei the mitzvah, however you do it. When it comes to an isha yafeh, that's much more, or a husband yafeh, it's much more critical in terms of daily life. So that is... That might be why. Okay, so that is just one ha'ara. It's an important Rambam. Nobody ever saw it before. In the eighth parak of Shmona Prak. Okay, you're missing your Gemara? You got it? Okay, so Amar Rav, three lines from the bottom where they get wide. Amar Rabbi Shem Rebbe Ruvin ben Istorobili. Min HaTorah min Nevi'im min HaKsuvim min HaShem Yishol Ish. From Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim, we know that there are that Kadosh Baruch Hu plays a role in Shiduchin. The Rambam has to read all these Gemaras. Min HaTorah, Dechsev, Ayan, Lavan, U'Besuel, V'yom, HaShem, Yatzadavar. By Rivka, Lavan, and Besuel say, yo, we can't keep her from you. From Hashem, it has gone out. Min HaNevi'im, Dechsev, Avivimo, Lo Yadu, Kiyame HaShem, his parents, who's the his? Shimshon's. Shimshon's parents, the Shoftim Yadalid, did not know that it was from Hashem, right? That the whole story with going down to Shimshon, going down to Timnah and marrying who he did. V'yamarav mishum Reuven, Rabbi Reuven ben I skipped. V'naksuvim dechsev, bayis v'ho nachlas avos, u me'ashem isha maskelas. Bayis v'ho comes from Yerusha, me'ashem isha maskelas. Hashem definitely plays a role. Again, it might be artfila. Menachem Artfila might be part of the Hishtalos, according to the Rambam. Why you daven so much? You're right, there's a certain atiyah, but because this is something that's much more important and much more affects our lives, maybe the tefillah is part of our Bechir Chashis. We choose to daven for such things. The Amar Rabbi Shem Rebbe Ruvein Ben Itzterobili, V'amil V'masisatana, Amar Rebbe Ruvein Ben Itzterobili, Ein Adam Nechshad B'davar Ela Imkena Sa'o. A person doesn't have rumors. We spoke about rumors yesterday. A person is not chashed about something unless he really did it. V'im lo asa kulo asa miksaso. If you didn't do the whole thing, you must have done part of it. V'im lo asa miksaso, hir her belibo lasoso. And if you didn't even actually do part of it, you must have thought about doing it. And that's why people are talking about it, about you. V'im lo her belibo lasoso, and even if you didn't even reach that level, thinking about doing it, ra acherim sha'asu v'sameach. You saw other people doing the Avera, and you were happy about it. You got some on us. Sometimes if we can't actually do the Avera, you know, we like to see others. If you see somebody else, you get a little shemitz of a hada by seeing others involved in an Avera. Mazar Rav Yaakov, we'll talk more about this in a minute. Mazar Rav Yaakov says it's not true. The Gemara is about to bring some rayas where there was some chshad, and the object of the chshad was in no way guilty at all. First raya is from Hashem. Vayachapu b'nei Yisrael dvarim asher lo kain al Hashem elokeihem. Vayachapu b'nei Yisrael dvarim asher lo kain al Hashem elokeihem. B'nei Yisrael were upset at Hashem. Hashem didn't do anything negative, obviously. So how could they be choshed? So hasav lahachis hu da'avid. Says the guy, no, obviously they were doing it out of anger. They knew it wasn't true. They knew it wasn't true. They were doing it out of anger, so that's an exception. Tashma says in Tehillim, describing the rebellion of Korach, Vayakanu l'Moshe b'machane u'la Aaron kodesh Hashem. So Moshe and Aaron, you see, they were jealous. So Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yisrael gamar malamid shekol echad kinel ishtavi Moshe. All of Klal Yisrael were mekani, warned their wives not to be misyachid with Moshe Rabbeinu. They said Korach and his followers had such lashon hara spread about Moshe and Aaron that all of Klal Yisrael were worried, hey, maybe Moshe is doing something with my wife. So again, Moshe Rabbeinu was not guilty at all. Hasa mishum sinahu da'avid. Again, that was because there was a special sinah. There was a kinah earlier. This is a special sinah that the followers had, that they were able to spread these rumors because of the hatred that they had. Tashma Amar Rav Yosi. Finally, we had in Mesechta Shabbos where we had all the Yehei Chelkis, where people said, the Tanab said, oh, my portion should be with the following. So Yehei Chelki Yemisha Choshidosa Medavar Ve'inbo. Rabbi Yossi says, my chelik should be with a portion of people who are chashud, who people think that they're doing something and they didn't. So you see, it's possible that people are chashud about something and it's really not in them. And really, they're not guilty at all. See, Rabbi Yamar, Papa Ladidi Chashav Lavibi. Rabbi Papa even says, people thought things about me. Lo kasha, habakal de pasik, habakal de lo pasik. Depends. Is it a kala? Is it a rumor that is constant and doesn't stop? So that's where it must be that somebody did something. But if it's for a certain amount of time and it's finished, so then it must be that people are just spreading bad rumors. The Kal Dolo Pazagat Kama, how long does it mean it has to last? Amr Abaya, Amr Li'aim, Dumi Damasa, Yoma Upalga. A rumor in a city is a day and a half straight. Again, it's only if it went straight. If it stopped in the middle, so then it does not apply. It does not mean that it's a rumor that has truth to it. And also, if it stopped in the middle, it's only if it didn't stop because people were afraid to talk about it. But if people stopped because they were afraid to talk about it, then even if it stopped, it would be considered a substantial rumor. Below Amran. And the only time you need a day and a half is if it never sprouts back up. But if it sprouts back up at a later time, so then maybe even less time than a day and a half is going to be substantial. And this all applies only if a person doesn't have enemies that he knows are spreading the rumors. But if there are oivim, so we assume that the enemies are the ones that are spreading the rumor. On a more positive note, the Meiri says, this Gemara just teaches me that you just got to be careful. La olam yizahir adam, says the Meiri, a person should be careful. Shelo yavi atzmo lidei chshad. A person has to make sure that he always acts beyond the shadow of a doubt in his actions. Velo yaspik heyoso naki mi peulos hara me Hashem levad. You can't just do what's right in the eyes of Hashem. Eloshie naki mehem u mi Yisrael. We have to make sure that we do the right thing, right? Ve yisem nikiyam Hashem me Yisrael. We say in benching. Venim sachen vesei chato ben yelo kim v'adam. Right, and that's why we have to make sure that we stay very much above the law, right? Even the Kohen Gadol, right? People have a tendency to be down on Kavchova. That's just the nature of who we are, right? The Kohen Gadol, the Kohanim going into the Beis HaMikdash, he has to, he's allowed to have cuffs on his pants, allowed to have pockets, because they're more than he took a couple of shkalim from the Machzor Shekel. We're talking about the Kohen who's working in the Beis HaMikdash. Still, people have a tendency, right, when things, you know, look a little funny, so they say, what's going on here? I can't believe that person is acting in the proper way. Okay, it's our job to be down l'kav schus, but it's their job not to do something that makes it hard for me to be down l'kav schus. Hashem is the easy part. Hashem is Yisrael. Correct. Hashem is Dan L'Kav Schus. Right. Dan L'Kav Chova. You know, even the greatest tzaddikim were Dan L'Kav Chova. Even the greatest tzaddikim were Dan L'Kav Chova.
Is this the basis of Mar
Sinai? It's one of the bases. There are many sources of Mar Sinai. This is one of the sources of Mar Sinai. The Mishnah Shkalim quotes the pasuk: "Visu Nekiyam Hashem Mi Yisrael." That's the Meiri says. You got to act proper. Okay, Mishnah. One's not allowed to write a shtar chov on a moed. If I lend somebody money for whatever, however the case is, there's a need, I'm not allowed to write a shtar chov that he owes me the money on chol hamoed. V'im'eino ma'amino. What if I don't believe the guy, though? I don't trust him. See, I'll give him the money, but I want a shtar. Eino ma'amino. So it's a davar ha'avid. If I lend him the money without getting it, I'm not sure if I'm going to get it back. O she'ein lo mayochal, or the sofer who writes the shtaros doesn't have anything to eat, so I want to write the shtar to be able to give him some food. Harei zeh yichtov. So in those cases, one is allowed to write the shtar because it is a davar ha'av. Ein kosvin svarim tfilin u'mezuzos b'moed. One is not allowed to write sifrei Torah stam. Is this even for the moed? Even the ones that you're going to use on the moed? That's a discussion in the Rishonim. What if it's a mezuzah that you're going to put up on chol hamoed? So one is not allowed to write them. But this is even l'tzorach mitzvah. And one can't even fix up a letter even in Sefer Ezra. What does Sefer Ezra mean? Rashi goes tupshatim. Even the Sefer Torah of Ezra HaSofer. Even that Torah. Or there's another gear said that really it's not an aleph but a hey. Sefer Azara, even the Sefer Torah, which is in the Azara, the Beis HaMikdash, which everybody, that's the main Torah that we all used, so that also one is not allowed to do. That is 2 days in Rashi. So you're not allowed to write things. What about writing Chidushe Torah on Shabbos, on Chol HaMoed? It's not allowed to write, if you take notes, go to a shir on Chol HaMoed. You're allowed to take notes? So you can't write Sefer Torah. You're allowed to take notes? So there's a Rashba. There's a suggestion made. We'll see who makes the suggestion in a second. Then maybe it's like a davar ha'avid because you're going to forget. It says the Rashba in a tshuva. Rashba writes in Gimel Reishai and Gimel Mistavra Lid Shlo Amr Elobi Tziosa V'Cheshbonosav L'Shebeid Olvein Achayrim. The only term that you have is certain types. Whenever you have a heter to do business, right? Balachov. That's when you could write. Avol Chidish Hashama Oshaala Biyado Biyuno. And you think about it. Ula Achar Hamoed. You're going to have to work at it again to remember it. You're not allowed to write it down. So just repeat it a lot. Say it over and over again. Like it says in the Gemara many times. I said it 40 times and I had it in my back pocket. So you can work at it and remember it. That's the Rashba. We're not on that level. The Shulchan Aruch knows that. So does the Mishnah Berurah. Shulchan Aruch says in Tav Kuf Mem Hey, when he talks about V'im Shama Dvar Chidush Mutu L'Kasvo K'dei Shelo Yishkach. You could write it down, says the Shulchan Aruch. And if you see something in the Sefer Mechudesh, you would copy it down so you don't forget it. Says the Mishnah Berurah, very important Mishnah Berurah. V'hu adin de mutu l'shmo l'chachila k'dei l'kaso. You know, I don't want to go to the Shir because I'm going to have to write it down. And I'm a machmir, so I don't want to go. No, the Mishnah Berurah says you could go l'chachila to the Shir in order to, you know, you can listen to a Shir on a computer on Chol HaMoed, right, in order to be able to write it down. V'yafilu b'lotam shechcha. Even without, let's see, I'm going to remember. I have a photographic memory, I'm going to remember. So even without that reason, says the Mishnah Berurah, you can write it down. Why? Kivan shebachol eis barega mutal al adam lamo batora ulachadish b'kafi yacholto. Every second of our lives, we have the chiyuv to learn and learn and learn and be machadish. Ein shayach lomer yamtin and acher yantif. The osos man yelov chov acher. The einu shi is chadish acher gachidushim acherim. After yantif, we're going to have to make more chidushim. So we're going to spend time learning our old stuff. No. So that's why you have to write it down now. You're going to have to look. You don't remember. You have to get back into the sugya. Says the Mishnah Berurah. There's no greater davar ha'avid than Talmud Torah. And he says, v'he'idu ala Bach, the earlier I quote the Bach, that the Bach wrote his commentary on Chol HaMoed. And that is the Mishnah Berurah, but that's Minhag HaOlam is to be able to write Chidushim on Chol HaMoed. But again, if when it comes to Sifrei Kodesh, Sefer Torah, Tefillin, and Mezuzos, it is not true. Even one letter. Ask the Emek Bracha. One letter is a Dvar Tircha. Can you write one letter? What's the whole idea about the Isra of Chol HaMoed? It's not just regular, like the Isra Balacha like others, but there is an aspect of Tircha to it. There's an aspect of Tircha to it. Like that's how Chazal defined this Din Daraisa, even if we're the ones that say it's Daraisa. So one letter is Daraisa, so the Emek Bracha says yeah, it must be that certain Malachos inherently are called Malachos Shel Tircha. You have to say that. And like Ksiva must be, one letter is not a Tircha, but it must be that's what the Mishnah is assuming. And therefore even one letter wouldn't be allowed. Okay, next. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Rabbi Yehuda says, unlike the Chatan HaKama, Kosev Adam Tfilin Umezuzos La'atzma. If you're writing it for your own house, Tfilin Umezuzos for yourself, so then you're allowed to write it. Because that's not, there's no business aspect related, therefore it's mutter. V'taval Yerecho Tcheles L'tzitziso. And you could also weave the strings on your leg, we'll have to see, that's a little bit of a shinui, for to put Tcheles on your tzitzis. You're also allowed to do that to, on Chol HaMoed. Is there any raya from this Mishnah whether you're supposed to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed or not? So again, the Tosfos discusses, the Rishonim discusses, it says, you're not allowed to, you know, the Tanakh says you can't write tefillin on Chol HaMoed. The Rebbe says yes. So L'chora, the only discussion is L'sarach HaMoed. If it's after Chol HaMoed, you know, of course you want to be able to do it, L'chora. So that's why some Rishonim bring this Mishnah as a raya that you should wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. The big question is Chol HaMoed an os? We don't wear tefillin on Shabbos. We don't wear tefillin on Yom Tov cause Shabbos and Yom Tov are an os. And the earlier the Rishonim, Rabbi Nachai quotes Al Pishtei Edim Yakum Davar. We always need two witnesses. So during the week we have Bris Milah and tefillin. So on Shabbos we have Shabbos and we have Bris Milah. So you don't need tefillin. Tefillin is also called an os. So that's why we don't wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yom Tov. That's why tefillin is Zman Grama. Not because of nighttime. Nighttime Ikra Dewi Paskin Lila is Zman Grama. We don't wear tefillin at night because we're worried we're going to fall asleep. But Shabbos and Yom Tov, we don't want to look at this at Os. What about Chol HaMoed? That's the big kashas. That's a major machlokas we've shown him, and that is a machlokas between the Chabar and the Ramah. Simon Laman Aleph in Arachayim is a machlokas whether once you wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed or not, whether it's an Os or not. But there are a couple of Gemaras here and there that try to tell us. We had a Rashi in Masechah Sukkah, if you remember. And Rashi says that a case where if you have a lot of mitzvahs in front of you, you can just make a bracha, la'asosis ha-mitzvahs. So Rashi says, what kind of case are you going to have mitzvahs in front of you? So Rashi says, like going to shake a lulav and wearing tefillin. And, hey, tefillin, lulav, isn't that? So the question is, does Rashi mean comma, different cases, or all one big case? There are various rayas, but this is one of the rayas that they bring, but this is a machlokas between the Mechaber and the Ramah. The Mechaber says in Simon Laman Aleph, B'Shabbos V'Yontif, Osir La'aniach Tefillin. Not just you don't have to. Al pi Kabbalah, it's usser. It's a Zohar. It says you're not allowed to wear tefillin of Chol HaMoed. And if you put them on, it's a zilzul in the os of Chol HaMoed. But the Rama says, Yesh Omrim, Sheh Chol HaMoed, Chayev Betfillin. V'chei Nogei B'chol Gedil Elu, put them on afterwards. Ulevarech Aleihem, says the Rama. But only make a bracha quietly. The Mishnah Berurah quotes others, the Taz and others, that maybe you shouldn't even make a bracha. Different, whatever, once you follow their minog about what one does. You make a t'nai, I'm not sure if it's an os. Again, this is a discussion, but part of it flows from our Gemara. Yeah?
What would be the case of Erevin where you found
Philip
and you're allowed to put them on?
It's
still considered
if you yeah, if you
yeah,
if right, but again,
the Shabbos is completely excluded.
No, but at the end of Erevin, the Gemara links that to whether Shabbos is together for Zman Tefillin or not. It links it to that, right, that links it to that machlokas there, on what is it, Mitzadis, on the first Amid Beis in that parak, in the last parak. That's where it links it to that issue. Okay, and the other issue is, even if this, can you say it's not Zman Tefillin, and it might be better if it's not Zman Tefillin, because it could just be a Malbush. Again, the Gemara links it. Okay, Tana Rabbana. Right during the Gemara, Kosev Adam Tefillin Mizuz LaAtzma. A person could write Tefillin Mizuz for himself. V'Tava Yirechol Tcheles L'Tzitziso, and he can weave the strings for Tcheles for his tzitzis. U'LaAcherim B'Tova, and he can even do it for others. B'Tova as a favor, meaning you can't do it for money. If somebody else asks you, you could do it as a favor. Somebody asked me yesterday in Shul. Actually, he said somebody gave him tzitzis to put on their baged. Put on the baguette. I want to put tzitzis, and I only have Chol HaMoed. I only have Chol HaMoed to do it. I'm so busy throughout the year. Can I put tzitzis on the baguette on Chol HaMoed? So we're going to see. It's going to be mutter because you're just doing it. You're going to get b'tov. You're doing it for free. It's not a business activity. There is going to be mutter. Divrei Rabbi Meir. That's Rabbi Meir Shita. Rabbi Yehuda says ma'arim. Rabbi Yehuda says you can use a type of ha'arama u'mocher es shelo v'chozev v'chozev la'atzmo. And what do? You have your own tefillin and mezuzah. So somebody needs tefillin or mezuzah, so you sell it to them, and then, I don't have any tefillin, I don't have tzitzis, okay, I gotta do it for myself. So you can do that type of harama, and keep making them for yourself over and over again. Rabbi Yossi Omer, the most mekel shita, kosei b'umocher kedarko ketei parnasa. So Rabbi Yossi says, no, you're even allowed to sell it ketei parnasa. So what's ketei parnasa? Machlokas Rashi Rambam. Rashi here says, parnasa means baharvacha, third line of Rashi. Even to make a little profit. Even to make a little profit because it's a tzarach mitzvah, so you have a little more flexibility. The Rambam says, no, this is only ein lo mayochal. Right? If you don't have anything to eat, that's what keter parasaso beats. Ori le rav lo rav chananel, varmi lo rav chananel, rav chananel, halacha, kosiv umocher kedarko keter parasaso. Right? You're allowed to do it in order, again, machlokes Rashi Rambam, what parasaso means, you're allowed to do it a little bit.
But Tova, you're...
According to Rashi, what's Reb Yossi adding? That you could even do it for Harvacha. Even do it for Harvacha. According to the Rambam, what's he adding? That you don't have to do it through Harama, maybe?
But
if it's Ein Lo Mayochal, well, we saw the Chash of Shiny before, even by Ein Lo Mayochal. So you're right, according to the Rambam, it's lesser of a Chiddush. This is just an example of Ein Lo Mayochal. Tan Rabbana, Tan Yerecho Tcheles, Tan Rabbana, Tava Adam Yerecho Tcheles, Litzisiso Valoba Evan. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says you could do the weaving of the strings on your lap, on your thigh, but not on a stone. A stone is more normal behavior. Rabbi Chum Omer Af Be'Evin. No, the Chum say no. You could even do it on a stone. Rabbi Yudah Omer Mishmo Be'Evin Of Avol Be'Plach. You could do it on a stone, but not on a spindle. It sounds like there are three levels on your lap, on a stone, on your spindle. Spindle is the most regular way of doing it. Rabbi Chum Omerim. Bein be'evin ben be'plach, either one is mutter. Amar Rabbi Yudah Amar Shmuel, v'chein Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, halacha, bein be'evin ben be'plach, v'halacha, kosev kedarko u'mocha kedei parnasaso, they're all l'kula. And if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, in Taf Kuf Mem Hei Sif Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch paskins, kosev adam tefillin mezuzas la'atzmo, you can write it for yourselves, even for after Chol HaMoed. Right, obviously the Shulchan Aruch paskins, you don't wait till Chol HaMoed. See, he learns this is even for after Chol HaMoed. V'tova yirecho tcheles labigdo v'yemein l'mayochal kosev v'mocher l'acherim. Or you can even sell it for others if you need what to eat. Okay. Next Mishnah. So this is the famous Mishnah about what happens one of the slan if somebody's in Avelus when Yontif begins. Says the Mishnah. Hakovris meso shloshi yamim kodim l'regel. If somebody buries their dead. Tosa says that lashon is used because Avela starts right after Kvura. So right after a Kovar is based on Shloshi Yom Kodal Regel, 3 days before Yantif, but Lemimenu Gzera Shiva. So Shiva is knocked out by Yantif. Shmona, if somebody already has started Shloshim before, right? He's already on the eighth day. He started Shloshim before Yantif. Then Shloshim is knocked out. Since we say Shabbos Ola the Einam Afsekes, Shabbos counts as one of the days of Avelus and does not break Avelus. Regalim Afsekim the Einam Olim. Yantif, at least for now, Pesach and Sukkis, they break Avelus and they don't count for Avelus. Why is this? So many Rishonim say, the Meiri says it right here, Shabbos is Oneg, Yantif is Simcha. Oneg could coexist with Avelus. Oneg means physical enjoyment. So even when you're in Avel, you eat, you get physical enjoyment. Certain enjoyments you don't get. You don't take a shower, you don't certain Tashmish Amita. But certain enjoyments, you do get physical enjoyment when you're in Avel. Oneg can coexist with Avelus. That's why you can have Avelus Betzina on Shabbos. The private things on Shabbos, we do. It counts. That's what the Meiri says. Masha Ein Kein, Yantif, Simchas Yantif can't coexist with Avelus. We mentioned a number of times that Rav Soloveitchik says Simchas Yantif is not just an outward, doesn't just demand outward activities. You have to eat meat, you have to drink wine, you have to say Hallel. And Avelus is not just outward activities. You have to sit on a low chair, you have to be uncomfortable. No, both of them are Kiyumim Shebelev. Ask the Rav Soloveitchik, why can't you sit on a low chair and eat meat and drink wine? The answer is because inherently, inside, they are contradictory feelings. And the Torah, Halacha, never could demand contradictory feelings from a person. And therefore, that's why Avelus is knocked out by Yantif. Simchas Yantif cannot coexist. This works very well with the Rambam Shita, who says there's no Avelus and Yantif. There's a somewhat more of a problem to the Chachmi Svarad, the Ramban, the Ritva, who say there is Avelus Bitsina on Yantif, just like Shabbos. Therefore, they have much difficulty explaining what's the difference between Shabbos and Yantif then. Why does Shabbos count and Yantif not count? If both of them have private Avelus, so why should one count and one not count? That's why some of them, the Ritva here, quote, they're forced to say Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says, of course Shabbos has to count. You would never have Shiva if Shabbos doesn't count. If Shabbos always breaks it, you would never have Shiva. And we know there's a concept called Shiva. So the Yerushalmi says that this God of Shabbos has to count. But again, according to the Rambam, it works beautifully in that there is no such thing. You can't. Simchas Yantif totally knocks it out. There are some Rishonim, again, we're not for now, there are some Rishonim that mention the concept of Simcha by Shabbos. Right? The Ibn Ezra mentions it in a Zemar, we say on Shabbos, Ki Eshmer Shabbos. That's written by the Ibn Ezra, Avraham. Right? Ki Yom Samachos Hu Usasam Cheni. Right, so Yom Samachos he calls Shabbos. Again, there are other rayas. Got to bring rayas from Zmiris. But yeah, Menucha v'Simcha are la Yehudim. Menucha v'Simcha are la Yehudim. Right, so again, there are some, and the Rishonim, with what they wrote almost all our Zmiris, written by the Rishonim. Does he mean as halachic simcha? If the Rishonim are medayik in piyutim, we could be medayik in Zmiris. I mean, ki Yom Samachos who is there a simcha? Okay, you could say lav dafka simcha. Lav dafka simcha, but. One of the only Rishonim didn't write Halacha, the Ibn Ezra. Okay, but yeah, Kavim Adayik from certain his words. Obviously, on Pshat in the Psukim, so maybe he goes against Chazal sometimes. But that word, the phrase you, it's still interesting. Okay, you want to say he's not Paskining, can't Paskin from his Emmer, but you could at least make the Ha'ara. Okay, continuing. So just what does it mean that a regular is mafsik and does not count? So Rashi quotes that if you, two days. First he quotes, it does not count, that if you buried your dead during the regel, let's say Rechman al-Islam, somebody's diftar on Chol HaMoed, then Shiva doesn't start till after Chol HaMoed. That's what it means, it doesn't count. So you have to start afterwards. Then Rashi quotes a daya, and he argues on it. He says, Abba Hetik Matzasi, what does it mean? If you had 2 days before the regel, not three. What does the Mishnah say? 3 days before the regel. Let's say you had 2 days of Shiva before the regel. So Rashi quotes, the regel does not count, and you continue after Yantif, and you have 5 days after Yantif. Two before, five after. Says Rashi, I don't like this, because you know what? 3 days is lav dafka the Mishnah. It really means a second before Yantif. So that's Rashi. That's what Rashi says. Kito sofer hu. The Bach and the Gra and the Gilin Hashas here all say, this must be the Talmud Torah in Rashi, because the Gemara later on in the Afkaf we're going to have is not lav dafka. The Gemara says Beferish. There's a Machlokas, and there's one Mandar that says 3 days before. Our Mishnah says, that's me 3 days before. So they assume the last five lines of Rashi were added in by a mistaken Talmud. But either way, there's an opinion in Rashi, a Girsa, that you could have a break in Avelus. You could have 2 days and then 5 days. We'll talk about some Rishonim say it's impossible. No, it has to be straight. You can't have a break in Avelus. It could be delayed, but it can't be, you can't have a break in between. Continues the Mishnah. Rabbi Eliezer says, after the Churban, we treat Shavuos like Shabbos. At least in the days of the Churban, Shavuos lasted a week. in terms of tashlumin. If you didn't bring your carbon chagiga on Shavuos, you had a week to bring it. So that's why, regarding that, regarding during the time of the Beis HaMikdash, we can treat Shavuos like a more of a yontif. But nowadays, says Rebbe Elazar, Shavuos is one day. One day, midaraisa. So therefore, we treat it like Shabbos, and it does not break Avelos. Rebbe Gamliel Omer, Roshan of Yom Kippur, Yom Kippurim ki Regalim. Roshan and Yom Kippur are like the Regalim. We spoke about this a lot in Maseches Rosh Hashanah. This is one of the proofs that maybe there's an idea of Simcha on Roshan and Yom Kippur too. Right, Simcha, right? Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, we pass, and it breaks Avelos. Yom Kippur is Simcha. Yom Kippur was the year of Afachad. The answer is there is a Simcha of being Lepnei Hashem. Rosh Hashanah also, again, many, many halachas regarding Rosh Hashanah relate to whether there is Simcha to Rosh Hashanah. Do you say Tzidkascha when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos? Do you say Hallel? The Rabbam writes that Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are not days of Simcha Yisera. Mashma, there is some Simcha on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Again, this is halacha lemaisa. We pass it. Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur break it. So again, that sounds like there is an idea of Simcha on Rosh Hashanah. It's a must be. It's a big chiddush. According to Rabbi Eliezer, you're right. Shavuos sounds like it's different regarding the simcha. And why would it change afterwards? Maybe he connects the simcha more to the karban. And because we don't have the karban fully, so there's like Bali Tosva say, simcha siyata today is drabanan, because we don't have the shlamim.
But also, in general, he said, by Aliyantif, O Kulu Hashem, O Kulu Hashem, but Shavuos he says,
You're connecting it to that, Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer holds that Kulu Hashem, O Kulu Lachem, right, after one or the other, except by Shavuos, everybody agrees you need Lachem. Everybody agrees you need lachem, so how would that fit with Simchas Yatav here? Right, true. His world, he had to gather up all the Rabbi Eliezer. That's also Rabbi Eliezer, right? Now Rabbi Eliezer. So Rabbi Eliezer, so you got to put together all the Rabbi Eliezer sheetahs about Shavuos. Good, you got to think about that. And think about Pesachim Peches and Samaches and here. You got to put it together. Okay. Lachem Omerim, Lokadivrezeh, Lokadivrezeh, El Ateres, Kiragolim, Roshavi, Kippurim, Kishavis. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Chum argue, they say, no, Shavuos is like a regular Yantif, Roshavi, Kippur are like Shavuos. So we pasken all three are like a Yantif. Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkot, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur—they all break Avelos. Shavuot Yetzeres is even a separate. It's even a separate yontif regarding Avelos. Gemara, Amar Rav. When we said in the Mishnah that let's say you did 8 days before yontif, so Shloshim is going to be broken on yontif. What exactly does that mean? So says Rav, Gezeras batlu, Yamim lo batlu. The Gezerah of Shloshim is batel, but the days of Shloshim are not batel. What does that mean? The Gemara is going to explain. V'chei ma'am Rav Huna, gezeiras batlu, g'zayamim lo batlu. Rav Huna also says, also, the days are still there. It's just the gzeira is batl. Rav Sheshes amar, afil yam nami batlu. Sheshes says, no, the whole thing's knocked out. So what was the first sheet? What does that mean? My time yam lo batlu. What does that mean? So this my time is not a usual my time. Rashi quotes, be'eza inyan. What does it mean? What do you mean that the days are not batl? So the explanation given is that the gzeira is batl. You're allowed to shave. You're allowed to shave today. I get a haircut today. But let's say you didn't. Let's say your shloshim's over Erev Yatav and you didn't get a haircut. Then, says the Gemara, Shem lo gilach Erev haregel, osur legaleach la'acher haregel. You have a heter to have the shloshim broken in order to be able to get ready for the yantif. But if you didn't use the heter, tough luck. So then the shloshim continue after yantif. V'hatanya, says the Bryce, we have a Bryce so that supports these two views as well. If you bury your dead, somebody becomes an Avil at least 3 days before, then Shiva is going to be Batal. By the way, we're going to get to this Bishop tomorrow also, but when it says Shlosha Yam, and we don't paskin that way, we paskin even a minute before Yantif knocks out Shiva, but the first 3 days of Avelus do have some different halachas than the others. Some of a minog if it's possible not to be Menachem during the first 3 days. Those are more Bechi. Again, sometimes it's just impossible. That's the only day that works out. So the minog must be Makel there to go pay a Shiva call even on the first day, depending when it works out that we can pay the Shiva call. But the first 3 days do have certain halachas, even though we don't paskin like this one. So says the Brisa, if you have 3 days before Yantif, so then Shiva's wiped out. Shmona, Yamim, Kodim Haregel, Balim, and Exir, Shloshim. Then Shloshim's wiped out. Umigaleach, Erev Haregel. And once that's true, I can get a haircut and shave Erev Yantif. Imogilach, Erev Haregel, also Legaleach, Acher Haregel. And if I did it, then it's also to be Migaleach after the Regel. Right? That's like this first opinion that we quoted before. Abishalomer, no. Mutlegaleach, Acher Haregel, no. What do you mean? Once the Shloshim is broken, it's totally gone. Shekashem, Shemitzah, Shloshim, Bevatel, Zgdeir, Shiva. Kach, Mitzvah, Shiva, Bevatel, Zgdeir, Shloshim. Just like Yantif is knocked, just like Shiva is knocked out, so just like having 3 days before knocks it out when it gets to Yantif, knocks out Shiva. So do having 7 days before knocks out Shloshim, totally. So let's go on 1 second. Shiva, we just said you need eight. Shiva v'anan Shmona Tanan. Didn't we say you need 8 days before? You got to start the Shloshim. Kesav Abba Shaul, we quoted this earlier, Mixas Hayom Kikulo, V'yom Shvi Olo L'kar L'kan. Big finish of Abba Shaul, what does Abba Shaul say? Day seven of Shloshim counts as 2 days. Day seven counts as day seven of Shloshim, and really, because of Mixiyam Kekulo, Shloshim's over, it counts as day eight as well. And therefore, all you need is day seven to be Erev Yantif. If day seven is Erev Yantif, right, we get that from Shiva in the morning, 7th day in the morning. So day seven counts as the beginning of Shloshim as well, and therefore, as long as you have day seven, according to Abba Shaul, that is enough to knock out Shloshim before Yantif. The Chachamim don't hold of Abba Shaul. They don't say Mixiyam Kekulo, so why not? We're going to see in a minute they do hold of it in a certain regard, so we'll talk about it then. Let's continue first. Amar Rav Chisda, Amar Ravida Bar Shila, Halacha Abba Shaul, we hold like Abba Shaul, that we say Mixas Hayom Kekulo. Umodim Chachamim La Abba Shaul, Keshachal Shmini Shalo Lias B'Shabbos, Erev Aragel, we had this yesterday, Shemul Kadogal Eich Erev Shabbos. The Chum agree that if Erev Yontif is Shabbos, and that's day eight, so then even the Chachamim say you could get a shave on Erev Yontif, because that's an Ones. That's an Ones. Day 8 is Shabbos, Erev Yantif. So therefore, they agree that you could even do it the night before. There is a discussion, interesting, in Tosfos. Tosfos has two deos about, can you get a haircut on the 29th? Let's say, forget Yantif. There's no Yantif involved. The 29th day after you bury, after Kvura. According to Abba Shaul, could you get a haircut that day? Because really, day 7 is always day 7 and day 8. You always have to say Kekulo. So you should always be able to get a haircut on day 29. Tosfos quotes Reb Yantif. Reb Yantif says, yep, Mixiyam Kekulo, even without Yantif, you get a haircut every day 29. Says Tosfos, that can't be. Then there'll never be something called Shloshim. Like we said, there'll never be something called Sheva. There'll never be something called Shloshim. Because it'll always be day 29. You always count day 7 as, no. So Tosfos quotes, I'm sorry, it wasn't the Tosfos quotes that. And he says, others don't agree. The Rush says. The Rush here says that it would never happen to have Shloshim. And therefore, you can't use two mixes of Yom Kekulos. You can use it by a Niyugim. But you're not going to use it for, to say day 29 counts as both.
If 29 is Erev Yantif, then it would work.
If 29 is Erev Yantif, okay. But not that, if it's no Yantif.
Then Abba Shaul only meant when it's Erev Yantif.
Did Abba Shaul only mean it when it was Erev Yantif? Unclear. It just sounds like it's a Yisod. Continuing. Where are we? Come on, Azla, Hod, Amar, Abba, Amar, Rav. Who is the following opinion like? Avel, Kivet, Sha'am, Du, Menachem, Me, Etzlo, Muter, Berech, Yitza. How do we know that by an Avel on the morning of day 7, the last day of Shiva, once the Menachemim leave, they can take a shower? How do we know that? Because the Issa Rechitza is only during Shiva, not during Shloshim. How do we know that? Keman ka Abba Shaul. That's the must be like Abba Shaul. Because Abba Shaul holds Mixas Hayom Kekulo. So that's what we say. Mutter Rechitza, what's the Menachemim leave? This is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says in Yoredeya, Shin Sadakei, Kivan Sha'amdu Menachemim Eslo Ha'avel, Mutter Bechal Advar. Right? The Menagis take a walk around the block. But again, right after that, morning of the 7th, we say Mixas Hayom Kekulo. The Ramah adds, Ubimedinos Elu, She'ein HaMenachemin Regilin Lavo B'Yom Zayin. Ramah quotes sometimes, let's say there are no Menachemim there on day 7. People don't come to be a Shiva call most of the time, you know, the last day in the morning. But sometimes we do, they have a minion, then they leave. But after that, so then, Sarach Lahamtin Ad Sha'ah She'regilin HaMenachemim Lavo B'Shar Yamim. You have to wait to the time when people used to come the rest of the days, Dahainu Lacher Yitzia Mibeis Hakneses, Shirigilon Lavo Menachemin, Kain Nira Li, Udalosh Kama, Shirigilon Hamtid Sha'a Al Hayom, Tira Davatali Rakhma Midas Menachemin. Right, you don't have to wait for later on. Just when people usually come, that's basically when you have to wait until. That's what the Ramah quotes, and that's the minhag. Rabbi Yashiv asks, says, why is it that by all other Mixas Hayom Kekulos, we say automatically, Mixas Hayom Kekulo, once you get to the morning, boom, it's finished. Right, by a Nida, if she gets a Nida, woman comes a Nida, 3 minutes. 3 minutes before Shkia, you can count that as already the first day. You don't get it the first day. So why? You don't need to do anything. And here by Avelos, you need people to have to be there when the Menachemim leave. Why don't you just say what it's by the morning, right after the Netzach Hama? So Rabbi Yashiv says, because here the difference is, it's a different point. By other cases, it's just a din of Svira. Svira Zav, a Svira, it's just counting. Just counting, so that's it. You just need a minute. But when it comes to Avelos, it's all about Nihuge Avelos. Nihuge Avelos. That's why you have to have a little Nihuge Avelos in order to say Mixas Hayom Kekulo. That's why the Menachemim being there, that's a Nihug of Avelos, and that's why it is needed. That's what Rabbi Yashiv says. The Sharanim Sanabalacha quotes a number of Rebbes who quotes a psaka the Satmar Rebbe. Quotes this Ramah about you have to wait till the time. He says this is the makar for the psak of the Satmar Rebbe, that on the days Shiva, he says the Satmar Rebbe used to give a psak that the Avel doesn't daven at home in the morning of the Shiva. What does he do? He just waits for people to come visit him after they finish davening, and then they wish and they're hamakam yachan, they leave, and then he can get up, go to the mikveh, and go daven in shul. That's what he quotes, because he said that's they didn't Amdu Menachem Me'atzlo. Quotes it from the Satmar Rebbe, quotes even from the Minchas Alazar, quotes from the Munkacher, who says that, let's say, seventh day of Shabbos, right? Shivas finishes on Shabbos. So, Mutr Laha'avel Leilach Lamikva La'achar Zmashay Regilim Hameless Pal Babeso, B'meshach Shiva Yamim. Right? You can go to the Mikvah on Shabbos, so then he says, whenever the people usually leave, so then that's the basis, because that's the Ramah says, it's based on the time, not based on the actual Menachemin. Okay, so you gotta wait. You gotta wait until the time that they would come. That normally people come to pay a shiva call. Okay, let's continue. Amar by halacha gabashol biyom shiva. The halacha like gabashol regarding the day of shiva, the seventh day, we say mixiyam kakulo. Umodim chachamim labashol biyom shloshim. They're reading mixiyam kakulo. The chachamim agree to abashol on day 30. Mixes the Yom Kekulo, even though they don't agree on day 7. What's the Nekudas of Machlokas, Pina Bashal and the Chachamim? They agree on, that the Chachamim agree on day Shloshim, Abishal says it always, says Rabbi Chanan, the Kovetz Ha'aris. Says Rabbi Chanan, you know what the Machlokas is? When we say Mixes the Yom Kekulo, does that mean that half a day is a whole day? Half a day is a whole day! So that's Abishal. The morning half of the day is a whole day, and the afternoon is a whole day. So that's why even day 7, you could say, is 2 days. That's day in Shloshim. The Chacham say, no, Mizem Kekula doesn't mean half a day is a whole day. It just means if you did something for part of the day, that's considered as if you did it the whole day. So if you do Nihugi Avelos in the morning, so then you could be considered the whole day. But not that you could count today as tomorrow. Tomorrow can't be today. Can't be, you don't split the day in half. It's 2 days. That's a bashal. But says Rabbi Chanan, Kovetz Ha'aretz, Simin Lametes, that was Gimel. That the Chachamim agree to mix the Yom Kekulo, but they just say it means that if you didn't nihug in part of the day, that counts as the whole day, but not that you could break the day in half. Period. Rava Amar Lakabashol Biyom Shloshim and Lakabashol Biyom Shiva. Rava says we pass Lakabashol by Shloshim and not by Shiva. And our Dari Amri Lakabashol Bazu Bazu. The Amar Shmuel Lakabashol the Rebekah Avel. We pass Lakabashol. Always, both by Shloshim and by Avel. Discussion in the Rush here, you can look it up in Siman Lamed, whether you say Mixas Halayla Kekulo. Do you say, what about Mixas Yom Kekulo? Let's say a person hears of a Shmua Rechoka at night. So does he have to be, and he's knowing some Avelas at night. Do you say Mixas Halayla? Shmua Korov is only one day. Shmua Rechoka is only one day. So what if you did a little Nihukim at night? So there's the Rush discusses it, whether you say that Mixas Halayla Kelayla. Okay. Shloshim ends during Svira. So again, depending which Svira you're holding, it's a separate discussion about shaving or haircuts during Svira. That might be similar to a case that we mentioned of Takfu Avelov, Zachar Zeh. Depending when the Avelov start, if you have one after another, there might be certain Heterim if it's very difficult. Shloshim Yom Minalan, what's the Makar for Shloshim? Yolov Para Minazir. The Makar, they're not allowed to get a haircut for 30 days. We learned it from Nazir. Just like a Nazir is 30 days, so too a Shloshim. How do you know that 30 days by a Nazir? If a person does not specify, it's 30 days. My taima, what's the makar? Amar kra, kadosh yiyah, yiyah begamashriya tzlasin havi, yiyah is gamashriya 30. It's one of the only places, if not the only place, that we learn a halakha from a gamashriya. How serious is this gamashriya that we show and discuss? Is this just an asmachta? We know it, and this is just a hint, or this is really a source. Period. And there's a number of discussions comparing shloshim and naziris. Tosfos here discusses that we know that it says in Nazir that a Nazir is not allowed to comb his hair because we're worried that even a hair is going to come out. Is an Avel allowed to comb his hair? It's Tosfos in Dibur HaSechel ask you, Yesh Omrim, Sha'asir La'Avel Lio Sorek Rosh La'achar Shiva Yom, even after Shiva, you can't comb your hair because the hair might come out. Tosfos says you can. Why? Because by Nazir there's an Isser. Each hair you pull out is an Isser. Every two hairs, it's a full Isser. By Avel, it's not a din of each hair. It's a din of looking nice. A din of being kept. So even if one or two hairs get pulled out, Nishkafela, it's not a big deal, Tosfos says, because the difference between Avelus and Nazirus. Okay, let's do a few more lines, and then if we have a minute, we'll talk more about this connection. Amar Fune Bredi Rav Yoshua, Hakol Modin Keshachal Shlishi Lolias Erva Regel, Sha'aser Brechis Ad Regel. Everybody agrees that if the third day of Avelus falls out on Erev Yantif, that you don't, you know, the Regel doesn't break it earlier in the day. To wait out of Erev, right before nighttime, that's when you can, this week, could take a shower. Okay, this is similar to the common misconception of Erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos during Shiva. People think they're not allowed to take a shower, but still to wash around. When do you have to get up from Shiva on Erev Shabbos? Not a chatzos. Up until the time close to Shabbos, until you need, like an hour before Shabbos, whatever, until the time that you need in order to get ready for Shabbos. Change your shirt, then wash around a little bit. That's out of Erev. Amar b'chaim yabreid Rav Yeshua. I found these two rabbis that said the halacha is like Rav Huna b'Rei Rav Yeshua. Ikadamri, another version of the story, that he found this rabbi too. Amar of Nechemi b'Rei Rav Yosef, Ashkachtin l'Rapapi, l'Rapapa, b'Rei Rav Yeshua. I found all three of them, the Yasi v'Kamri, that they were saying, Hakol modem shemchal shlishi shelo, lios erev aregel, sha'aser b'rechitza ad ha'erev. They all said it. They didn't just, two of them didn't say the other third one was right. Period. Just one final thought. Rav Shechter has an article in Ikvei Atzon about Mitzvah of Kekulo and Simon Yud Zayin. It's a whole article about it, where he discusses the Klotz Kasha that we've discussed in the past, and that is, why don't you say Mitzvah of Kekulo by Shabbos? And therefore, once most of Shabbos is finished, okay, finished. I kept enough Shabbos. Mixas Hayom Kekulo. Obviously, that's we know that can't be. So he quotes the Chiddush of Rav Soloveitchik, gets said by others as well, and that is Mitzvah of Kekulo is only said by a unit of time. A unit of time, so by the end of the unit, you can kind of round off. A unit, you have a 7 days of this, and 30 days of this. So you can say you round off at the end. A din of melos. But each day, a day, if it's a din of a day, you can't get out of it. You can start Shabbos early. So that's Tosefes Shabbos, Tosefes Yantif. But you can't just say Mixes Yom Kekulo based on Shabbos. He quotes some Achronim, he said that don't say it as fundamentally. The Rabbi Yosef Engel and Nazir quotes, why don't you say it? And he quotes from the Ramami Panu that you only say Mixes Yom Kekulo by negative things, by Tumah and by Avelus. But by positive things, you don't want to shorten it. So Rabbi Yosef Engel says, what about Nazirus? Isn't that a good thing, according to many Rishonim? The Gemara says it, so maybe that's only according to the Rambam, who says Nazir is a chait. It's a bad thing, but Rav Shechter says that from Rav Soloveitchik that no, this is a much more fundamental answer. They only say it by units of time. Okay, we'll stop here. Today's Shia was sponsored by the Klein family, Zech Nishmas, Peretz Ben Shlomo Zalman. Again, please, if everybody just could email, if they're interested, again, May 6th in the morning, that Sunday, Lag BaOmer, we're trying to make a siyum for all of the larger chevra at YU, May 6th in the morning. Please email kolelyomrishon@yu.edu. kolelyomrishon@yu.edu. Please just to get it so we can get a bearing of the interest. Okay? Thanks.